Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture reference as they are given and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you're also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible unless otherwise indicated. This is Bible Call Tape number 54. Who can go to heaven? Some people have the idea that every good-meaning person who is sincere will go to heaven. They will tell you that it doesn't matter so much what one believes as long as he is sincere in his belief. This may sound comforting, but it cannot be supported from the Bible. Jesus taught the woman at Jacob's well in Samaria, "The hour cometh and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. Please observe that there are two significant thoughts in this passage. God must be worshipped in spirit and in truth. To worship in spirit is to worship with the right attitude, which includes sincerity. Now, of course, one must be sincerely right, and that involves a knowledge of the truth. Jesus said those people who go to heaven will be found doing the will of the Father who is in heaven. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. These will be good, sincere people, yet people who are earnestly and sincerely seeking to do the will of God as taught in the Bible. At another time, Jesus said, "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up in the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." John chapter 6, verse 44 and 45. We can see from this passage that learning and teaching from the Word must take place before one can be drawn to the Lord. People who make it to heaven must have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 27. The Lamb referred to here is Jesus, so designated in John chapter 1, verse 29. This may raise a question in our mind as to how one's name can be enrolled in the Lamb's Book of Life. Paul wrote to the Christians at Rome and refreshed their memory as to how this was accomplished in these words, "But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness." That's Romans chapter 6, verse 17 and 18. The teaching or doctrine the apostles talk about here is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. The form of this doctrine they had obeyed was their burial in water into the death of Christ. In Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and 4, Paul wrote, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him a baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." These people had by faith buried the old nature of sin through immersion into Christ and were raised to walk in newness of life, according to verses 3 through 11. In this way, they had put on Christ. Read Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 and 27. They had accepted the grace of God through an active, obedient faith. Ephesians 2 and verse 8. To enter heaven, one must be clothed with the proper spiritual garments. In Matthew chapter 22 and verses 1 through 13, Jesus tells a story of a man who made a marriage feast and invited many guests. When time came for the feast, one man showed up without a proper wedding garment. The king of the feast told his servants to bind this one hand and foot and to cast him into the outer darkness, adding, "There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Matthew chapter 22, verse 13. This clearly teaches that we are not going to reach heaven while insisting on doing it our way. We must accept the Lord's way, and that's the way of grace through faith. People who get to heaven in the Christian era will have to be members of the Lord's spiritual family, the church. It is this body of people that Christ has called out of Satan's domain into his spiritual family, the church, that he has promised to save. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23, Paul wrote, "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is a savior of the body." Paul says Christ is the savior of the body, and that body is the church. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, and Colossians 1, verse 18 and verse 24. Should you still have questions as to how one gets into the spiritual family, then please listen to tape number 16. Don't be among the fearful and unbelieving, the negligent, those that know not God and refuse to obey the gospel, because these are not going to make heaven. Read Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 through 3, and 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 8 through 9. Thank you for calling Bible Call. This is the end of this message.